It's good to be home. We haven't played our best basketball, but I thought we really got better against South Carolina. Our guys came back and had good practices. You hope, you know, three losses would hopefully get us, that we've been through the process of pain and kind of learn from it now. I know yesterday's practice was really good, and I think our guys are excited about playing tomorrow.
Kind of address the turnovers, Coach. What are you doing now that's different than other practices? Or
well, we went back to an old school thing that I hadn't done in a while. And I've mentioned it before. The strange thing is, until three games ago, we were 11th in the country. We averaged like 11 turnovers a game. And in the last three, we got to be 335, you know, when you turn the ball over 66 times in three games. But you know, we went back to, in practice, a consecutive turnovers were on the line running, and so we did a little bit of running yesterday, but I think we got their attention, and after that we got a lot better.
You talk about the three games, is it the familiarity of the SEC knowing you a little bit, or
that's a big thing, and two, we got young guys being attacked and for the first time, you know, and that's part of you know, Tyler, now everybody knows, you know, he's an all preseason all conference player, and if you can limit him and attack him like Tennessee did, well, Kentucky, South Carolina did the same thing in a different way, and he's turning it over. You know, DJ Hogue, you get physical with him, make him put it on the floor, and he'll turn it over. Now we got to counter that, and they're not the only two, unfortunately.
LSU used to play like that. Last year they didn't as much. What do you expect from them this year as far as attacking you?
You know, I think everybody who watches Tyler Davis play or our post guys, they're going to want to do something to double or take them away. So, you know, I expect that in some fashion tomorrow night.
Who do you feel is stepping up and leading the group right now after 0-3?
You know, that's still – you know, we're searching. I know Tyler is trying to do it from the five-man spot. It's a little bit different. I think DJ is coming off a really good game. I know in practice he was really good yesterday. That's still evolving. You know, Chris, you know, is getting a little more confidence and opening his mouth, and that's one of the reasons why he's playing.
When did you first use that turnover drill, and when was the last time you used it?
I haven't had to use it in a long time. You know, actually we did it when Alex Caruso was a sophomore, when he swung over to the point, and we had some issues more so with him than the rest of our team. But I cannot remember a team turning the ball over 25 times back-to-back. And as coaches, we remember the worst things and sometimes not the best things. So I think I may be right on that one.
Kind of an old school approach too, having them run after turnovers, right?
Run it, no question. You know, we're going to pay the price because, you know, you go seven possessions the last 4 minutes of the second half up seven and have seven straight turnovers. And as coaches, we know it. We're about to call a timeout and choose not to. But our players, they were out there playing AAU basketball, it almost looked like. That's where leadership and guys, you got to make guys aware. And they were aware when the running started happening, so hopefully that'll help.
And Coach, a little bit kind of, I guess you could say, trial by fire and playing arguably the two best teams right now in the SEC past couple of weeks and kind of sharpening your team a little bit heading into this game.
Yeah, you know, in South Carolina and Kentucky, they'll do things that other people in our league can't do. With pressure and experience, and especially on the road. So, you know, there'll be a couple other places, Arkansas and at Florida, you know, that, you know, we'll see that kind of pressure. But hopefully at home, our guys will play with another level of confidence, and having gone through that experience, I think we'll be better.
What have you seen differently from LSU after Victor was let go? What are they different now than they were earlier?
You know, they're a young team similar to us. I mean, they're really talented. They play a lot of sophomores and first-year guys. They're still searching for an identity, you know, but they're talented at every spot. I know we tried to get three of those kids and didn't get them. So, You know, with any time you have a guy like Blakeney, who's projected first round pick and was a McDonald's All-American, he's capable of doing special things.
Do you think he's picked up his game now that he's the leader over there? And last year he wasn't, so that was kind of like...
Yeah, he kind of came on late last year, but when you're averaging 21 points in the SEC, you know, you're doing something pretty good. So for the year he's averaging 17, and they have a 7-foot kid who's a junior college transfer who's playing really well. And so they're not just a one-dimensional team.